News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. And rain part of the mix today, says Dr. Bill. Of course, that gets us to the beautiful weekend ahead. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Radar showing some showers to the north and east of town. You're heading up, heading to Montgomery, maybe rolling through Evergreen up that way. Greenville getting some showers right now, just some light showers affecting you around Fort Morgan Peninsula. Other than that, we're good for right now, but a rainy day on the way and a high in the mid-50s. Dr. Bill's full forecast coming up at around 6:35. Right now, let's check your ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone, from the AzaleaCityTax.com Traffic Center. We've got accident-free conditions. Chilly start again this morning, but not as bad as what we've had the past few days. Looks good so far from Airport, University, Moffitt, and Schillinger. Also, as you're traveling, Dolphin at 65. No delays across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort. You're clear. Remember, Senior Bowl fans, head downtown Friday night for the Mardi Gras-style player parade and free concert presented by Wind Creek Casino and Austell. Downtown Mobile this Friday. The parade starts at 6:30. Get all the information at SeniorBowl.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home for Auburn Tigers basketball. This is Andy Burcham. Join us for the Tigers' entire SEC schedule and postseason tournaments.
Brought to you in part by T. Bachelor & Son Heating and Cooling, 639-9234. Azalea City Hand and Rehab with the hands-on approach and the carrot patch. See their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram.
Check our website, fmtalk1065.com, for opponents and game times.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers during the evening, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
6:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill, of course, Kane with traffic. But have the whole crew here. It's a Thursday, too. We get lots of company on Thursdays. Captain Bobby Abrascato, Robert Kennedy Jr., Rob Holbert, just to name a few. And the phone number, 343-0106. Take your text all morning long, and your phone calls coming up after 8 o'clock. 47 now at our studios, and lots to get into on this Thursday. Of course, we'll take a look at what's happened in Washington in another rousing day of testimony.
Rousing. What is that?
In the Senate impeachment proceedings. How many senators fell asleep yesterday?
I'm not sure. At least one, though. Okay, I do know at least one senator fell asleep during shifts portion of the testimony, which actually took 24 hours by itself.
If y'all, they hearken back to the founders and all these good things in their testimony at the House managers yesterday. If you didn't hear us talking about it earlier in the week, the senators are not allowed smartphones. They're not allowed laptops, mm-hmm. although or pads, tablets. But they're also they are some of them using their Apple Watches, because those haven't been banned specifically.
Yeah, they'll find a loophole in anything.
Yes, there you go.
Some did take their Apple Watches in, and there is a rule, a traditional rule, that you're only allowed to drink water during these.
No coffee,
but looks like they've been drinking coffee anyway. And even Tom Cotton from Arkansas,
yeah,
drink a glass of milk, I guess. I'm not sure. Maybe he's I'm trying to get some protein. I don't know, but
he's drinking.
Milk and
there's
coffee.
Something that bothers me about, and Tom Cotton, interesting guy, good senator, but Tom Cotton drinking milk inside the austere body of the Senate. Don't spill. That's the thing. Don't be spilling stuff in the Senate. Have you ever looked in the Senate chambers? You haven't been to D.C.
I'm taking you to
D.C. this year. So it is a beautiful. I mean. The Capitol is a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. It is really it's amazing. And the Senate is a beautiful big room. I don't want milk spilled in there, Senator Cotton. Come on.
His spokeswoman said that it was skim milk.
I don't care what it is. It's like I deal with my kids. Don't talk semantics with me. There's no food in the living room.
No. And she also added it was a compliment to the chocolate snacks that he and other senators were getting in their cloakroom. And from one lawmaker's desk, they say here. And also, Ted Cruz was somehow tweeting during the first day yesterday when they were arguing over the trial rules, and someone tweeted at Senator Ted Cruz, thought you weren't supposed to have phones during these. Is someone tweeting this for you? And then he sent back a meme that said, you'll have to take it from me, acting like it was a you know, a Second Amendment
argument. Out of his cold, dead hands?
Yeah, basically.
Take my phone out of my cold, dead hands. So yeah, we'll talk more about that. Also, on the way, the boats are ducking out as Gulf Coast Ducks has posted an announcement about moving their operation. We'll get into that. Also, some Saudi military members returning to U.S. bases for training. And how close are we to doomsday? Oh, I know you're keeping score there. Those results coming out today, we'll talk about it. And this is a kind of a transitional story because you mentioned it to me yesterday. This came from Dalton, but it is a sports-related but non-sports-related story. Planters Peanuts and their ad for the Super Bowl. We'll tell you what may happen in this ad.
Mm-hmm.
This is shocking news. We'll get to that also on the way in sports.
Oh, busy day in sports. Day two of Senior Bowl practice. Zion Williamson makes his debut in the NBA and a former number one overall NFL pick announces his retirement this week.
All right.
His last name's Manning, by the way.
Oh, wow. Book of Eli. President Trump also spent some of his time in Switzerland. He is, you know, he's in Davos, monitoring the impeachment Senate trial. More on that from Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
Before leaving Davos, the president reminded that he has gone back and forth about the need to call witnesses at the trial, and now he does not take a position.
So I'm going to head back, and I'll be watching it, but it's really going to be up to the Senate. We're going to have them make that determination.
The president specifically said he does not want former National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify, and he indicated he would invoke executive privilege if Bolton is called, as Democrats would love to do.
He knows some of my thoughts. He knows what I think about leaders, what happens if he reveals what I think about a certain leader, and it's not very positive.
That's just what Democrats want Bolton to reveal regarding how President Trump felt about Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky. And there's another concern.
I don't know if we left on the best of the terms. I would say probably not, you know. And so you don't like people testifying when they didn't leave on good terms.
Bolton and Mr. Trump had significant differences, not only on the Ukraine favor request, but also outreach to North Korea. John Bolton might be the number one witness choice for Democrats, but the president would not be able to claim executive privilege over Lev Parnas. The Ukrainian-American businessman was helping Trump personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani try to find dirt on Hunter and Joe Biden and pressing Ukrainian officials to do the same. In Switzerland, the president again saying,
Parnas, I don't know, other than he probably contributed to the campaign along with tens of thousands of other people.
With Parnas accused of campaign finance violations, his attorney has been releasing photos and one video of Parnas with President Trump. At the Davos news conference, the president asked if he had seen the impeachment proceedings and answering by suggesting there was information being withheld from the House managers.
We're doing very well. I got to watch enough. I thought our team did a very good job, but honestly, we have all the material. They don't have the material.
That brief comment did not get past Democrat Val Demings, one of the House impeachment managers. She tweeted, the second article of impeachment was for obstruction of Congress, covering up witnesses and documents from the American people. This morning, the president not only confessed to it, he bragged about it. Bob Costantini, Washington.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. To purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more. Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A woman is in critical condition after she was caught in the middle of a police chase in Somerdale. The chase ended when the pickup truck officers were chasing crashed into the woman's SUV near the intersection of County Roads 24 and 55. Police say the driver of the truck had outstanding warrants. The woman had to be airlifted to a hospital. A passenger in the truck was also hurt. The driver was not hurt and was immediately arrested. A package of proposals addressing a blue-green algae bloom is making its way through the Florida legislature. Officials advanced a proposal that includes stricter rules on septic tanks, storm drains, and fertilizer runoff from farms and residential lawns. Over the next few weeks, lawmakers will also consider increasing fines on those who violate the state's environmental laws. Happening today, the Baldwin County Chamber Coalition is giving voters a chance to hear from candidates running for Alabama's 1st Congressional District. Both Republican and Democratic candidates in the race will meet at the Baldwin Realtors office this evening for a candidates forum. Voters will get to meet the candidates at 5:30, followed by a question and answer forum at 6. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or a corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and an event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
The greatest explorers used to rely on compasses and telescopes. Now they rely on Ford Copilot 360 technology with available intelligent adaptive cruise control with stop and go, lane centering, and speed sign recognition as they discover new worlds from available heated leather captain seats. The 2020 Ford Explorer, completely redesigned and more intuitive than ever. It's the greatest exploration vehicle of all time.
Driver assist features are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and need to control the vehicle.
Nick Saban was in Mobile for day two of Senior Bowl practice. Eli Manning set to announce his retirement from the NFL, and Zion Williamson makes his NBA debut. It's 617 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Senior Bowl week rolls on with the third and final day of practice today. Unfortunately, because of the weather, it's been moved from Ladd Peoples Stadium to the Undercover USA practice facilities. The North team will hit the field first this afternoon, followed by the South at 3. Yesterday on day two of practice, both Alabama coach Nick Saban and New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick were in attendance. NFL.com named their five stars from day two of practice: Oregon quarterback Justin Herbert, Florida wide receiver Van Jefferson, Houston offensive tackle Josh Jones, Utah defensive back Terrell Burgess, and Notre Dame quarterback Troy Pride Jr. Injuries, unfortunately, have taken a couple players off of rosters for the remainder of the week. Auburn defensive end Marlon Davidson has an ankle injury that will keep him out for the rest of the week and Saturday's game. And Vanderbilt running back Keyshawn Vaughn is also out with an injury. We lost an Auburn Tiger, but we also gained an Auburn Tiger. Cornerback Javaris Davis was invited to join the South's roster. He made it to Mobile in time to practice yesterday. There are a couple events attached to the Senior Bowl that you can check out today. This morning, beginning at 8 at Sanger Theater, Jeremy Schapp from ESPN's Outside the Lines will moderate the Senior Bowl Summit featuring keynote speaker Gary Vaynerchuk. And then tonight at 8 o'clock at Soul Kitchen, it's the Fuse Project and Infirmary Health Lip Sync Battle. For tickets and more info, visit lipsync.fuseproject.org. In NFL news, ESPN reports that New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning is set to officially announce his retirement on Friday after 16 seasons and two Super Bowl MVPs. Manning is one of just five players in NFL history with at least two Super Bowl MVP awards. The Giants will hold a news conference at 10 a.m. tomorrow when Manning will address the media. New Orleans Pelicans rookie and number one overall pick Zion Williamson made his NBA debut in a 121-117 home loss to San Antonio last night. Williamson missed the first 44 games of the year after undergoing knee surgery in October. He started slow last night and was given restricted minutes by Pelicans head coach Alvin Gentry, but Zion ended the night with 22 points in 19 minutes thanks to a strong fourth quarter. He scored 17 consecutive points, including four three-pointers during his fourth quarter heat streak. Here's a three-pointer, gave Zion 16 in a row and gave the Pelicans the lead.
Zion for the lead.
And they're up by one.
That's the call from Fox Sports South and the Pelicans broadcast crew. New Orleans will take the court again tomorrow night with Denver coming to town. In college basketball news, the Big 12 handed down punishments to players involved in the Kansas State brawl from Tuesday night. Came after an 81-60 Jayhawks win. Kansas forward Silvio D'Souza will miss 12 games. Jayhawks' David McCormick received a two-game ban. For Kansas State, James Love will miss 8 games and Antonio Gordon will miss 3. In SEC basketball last night, the Auburn Tigers beat South Carolina 80-67. Freshman guard Devin Cambridge led the Tigers with 26 points, including a fourth-quarter slam off of a miss that put AU up 68-53.
Okoro! Wow, what a follow by Devin Cambridge! The activity level. Okoro with the shot. No body on 35.
That call from ESPN. Up next, Auburn will host Iowa State in the Big 12 SEC Challenge this Saturday at 11. Alabama won their third game in a row, beating Vanderbilt 77-62 in Nashville. John Petty Jr. led the Tide with 23 points and 10 rebounds. Commodores are now 0-5 to start conference play, while the Tide will host Kansas State on Saturday. And Mississippi State won their third in a row, beating Arkansas 77-70. It's 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hi, Greg Halliday here. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for making 2019 such an extraordinary year for us here at Kobe Subaru. As part of 2020's resolution to be smarter with your money, I want to ask you to consider a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. These select vehicles have undergone a rigorous 152-point inspection, bringing them back to like-new factory standards for a worry-free purchase. Being the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast puts us in a position to offer our certified pre-owned Kobe Subarus with a 100,000-mile warranty at incredible savings to you. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to find out more about the Kobe difference. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers during the evening, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Celebrate Mobile Mardi Gras with Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream. Try Cammie's homemade Mardi Gras ice cream flavored with bits of real moon pie and her award-winning King Cake ice cream today on the corner of Old Shell and Florida Streets, 51 years and still dipping.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. If you're traveling in from Baldwin County, it looks great. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, light traffic, and no delays across the Bayway into the George Wallace or the Bankhead Tunnel. So far for the 1065 split, traveling northbound up towards Saraland, we're accident-free. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Open 7 days a week at Government Boulevard in Mobile, now Spanish Fort, at the Eastern Shore Center with over 100 new items this year. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 625 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill's on the way with a in-depth look at the rain for today, but the beautiful weekend ahead. We'll talk to him around 6:35. Also, we'll check in with a lot of Roberts today. Captain Bobby Abrascato, Robert Kennedy Jr., and Rob Holbert, all straight ahead on this Thursday. The Ducks leaving the Gulf Coast Ducks. A story from Lawrence Specker over at AL.com says Mobile is losing its duck boats again, though operators say this is a relocation and not a shutdown. Gulf Coast Ducks posted an announcement on Facebook yesterday saying that as of March 1st, we will be relocating operations to a nearby beach and a tourist destination for the 2020 spring break and summer season. Okay? The announcement went on to say, "We are thankful for this supportive community, and we are thankful to have called Mobile home. While this change is bittersweet, we are eager to see what the future holds." Now, operators bought those World War II-era amphibious vehicles to Mobile back in 2016, offering tours that roam through downtown and parts of Midtown, usually taking a couple of plunges per ride into the Mobile River. In mid-2018, a similar vehicle sank near Branson, Missouri, causing 17 people to drown. You remember that story. In January 2019, operators in Mobile, the Mobile venture, said they had to close due to skyrocketing insurance costs. However, by fall of 2019, backers had found local insurance connection that allowed them to get back into business. Yesterday's announcement didn't specify which nearby beach market the Ducks would serve. It also didn't absolutely rule out an off-season return to Mobile. A request for more information is pending as this story went out. Mobile patrons still have 5 weeks. It's almost like Frontier Airlines. We have 5 weeks. The airline's leaving. The duck boats are leaving. We have 5 weeks to book a ride, according to the company. And they are also offering a 25% discount during Senior Bowl weekend, this coming weekend. So you can go maybe take a duck boat ride and then go do some tailgating, so something like that.
5 weeks until they slowly sail away. And we see the end of the duck boat.
It's sailing or slowly
motoring away. Yes. You know, that Missouri, Branson, Missouri, awful sinking of that duck boat. I rode that same company, right? That company 1 month before that happened, the Ride the Ducks on Table Rock Lake. Mm-hmm. Man, I mean, talk about missing a close one there.
No joke. And that was there's so many things, if you go back to that story, that I just left me scratching my head why they did things a certain way. Mm-hmm. You know,
like even being out there with the weather the way it was.
That's right. I mean, those aren't exactly rough weather boats. We'll say that. They're meant for pretty calm water. Also, this story, Dalton. You mentioned it yesterday. I don't know how. I'm going to tell a story here about Mr. Peanut in just a little bit. But Planters is saying their mascot, Mr. Peanut, died in a car accident while trying to save Wesley Snipes from Veep and a guy from Veep. But they're teasing a funeral as a Super Bowl ad. Mm-hmm. So possibly the video that showed up yesterday showed Mr. Peanuts driving his Nutmobile, not a Gulf Coast duck, but a Nutmobile with Wesley Snipes and comedian Matt Walsh, who played Mike McClintock on Veep. Mr. Peanut swerves to avoid an armadillo. The vehicle goes off the cliff. We'll talk more about this scary scenario when we come back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Pentagon will once again let Saudis train on American bases a month after the deadly mass shooting at NAS Pensacola, but there are some conditions. Classroom training can resume once the military implements changes, including no longer letting international military students have guns on or off the base, continually monitoring the students, and limiting access to Defense Department facilities. A woman is facing multiple charges 1 month after a 16-year-old boy was killed in Escambia County, Florida. 18-year-old Christian Ard was arrested Wednesday morning in connection to Dakota Kersey's death and has been charged with aggravated manslaughter, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, grand theft, giving false information to law enforcement officers, destroying evidence, and several drug charges. Gulf Coast Ducks announced they'll leave the port city. The group posted on Facebook that they plan to relocate to a nearby beach for the 2020 season. They have not given a location yet. The duck boats will stick around in Mobile for the next 5 weeks before making the move. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call for Closure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. 800-834-1141. That's 800-834-1141.
The Alabama Trustees Implementation Group has approved its third restoration plan, an environmental assessment to address natural resource injuries from the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. The total estimated cost for seven projects is approximately $23.5 million, with five projects addressing lost recreational uses and two for bird restoration. To read the full story, visit online gulfspillrestoration.noaa.gov.
China's capital city, Beijing, is canceling major public events, including two well-known Lunar New Year temple fairs, as health workers try to curb the spread of the coronavirus outbreak. Three central China cities, home to 18 million people, are under lockdown, rail stations closed. Day two of 3 days of House Democrats opening statements in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump gets underway in a few hours. Trump defense attorney Jay Sekulow is not impressed by their case so far.
Are we having an impeachment over a phone call? Or has this been a three-year attempt to take down a president that was duly elected by the American people? And we're doing this with 10 months to go to a general election. Pretty dangerous for our republic.
The Trump administration is expected to announce completion as soon as today of one of its largest environmental rollbacks, removing federal protections for millions of miles of the country's streams, arroyos, and wetlands. Stock futures are narrowly mixed after yesterday's flat close on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
Okay, with your money now, Boeing's much-delayed test flight of its new 777X wide-body jetliner scheduled today in Washington. The jetmaker's poured more than $5 billion into the jet's development over the past 6 years. The maiden voyage will be streamed live to a global audience on Boeing's website. It could use some good news after its shares were downgraded to hold from buy by Vertical Research Partners yesterday. The parent company of 40 hotel brands, including Ibis, Novotel, the Fairmont, and Mondrian, becomes the latest to eliminate travel-sized toiletries for guests. Accor Hotels is replacing them with wall dispensers or bulk-sized toiletries this year. Tesla's market value climbed above $100 billion Wednesday, topping Volkswagen as the world's second most valuable automaker. Toyota wears the crown, worth about $198 billion. Tesla shares rose 4% to boost its market cap to almost $103 billion, while VW shares fell 1% and pulled its market cap down to $99.5 billion. A down day for the Dow, it closed 9 points lower. Futures are lower. That's your money now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 6:35, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so I got a little, just walked out to the trunk a little bit ago and got a light misting of a shower. Is that the harbinger, or is that all we're expecting for today?
No, we've got quite a bit of rain now over Louisiana and southwest Mississippi. And it's due to a storm system that's coming out of Texas. So that rain will be coming in here today, especially this afternoon and into the evening hours. And we could pick up a half an inch or an inch of rain with all of this activity. I don't expect any severe weather. We may see a rumble of thunder, now and then, but most of it will be showers and will be affecting us certainly this afternoon. Now, as for the weekend, well, it looks like now a 50-50 weekend. We were hopeful that we'd get through the entire weekend with some dry weather. But unfortunately, a low-pressure area is going to move off the South Texas coast and move right over the Central Gulf. And it's going to produce some clouds and some rain on Sunday, particularly the afternoon and on into the evening hours. Not a lot, but just enough to kind of spoil that the day. But Saturday looks great. And as for today, as I mentioned, rain will be moving in. Good chance for that. Temperatures around 60 degrees. Tonight, showers mainly through the evening. Will cool to about 48 degrees tonight. And then tomorrow, conditions improve rapidly in the morning, become partly cloudy, and a high temperature in the lower 60s. Now, we will cool into the upper 30s for Friday night. But Saturday, sunny. High around 60 degrees. Should be a beautiful day all along the Gulf Coast. And then on Sunday, it'll become cloudy with a few showers developing, especially in the afternoon, high in the upper 50s. Showers Sunday night, clearing off on Monday. Monday mostly sunny, high in the low 60s. Plenty of sunshine Tuesday in the mid-60s. So we're going to start out next week with some really nice weather. But as mentioned, unfortunately, we do have some showers in the forecast for Sunday.
All right, and just rain today. No severe weather associated with this?
Don't expect any at this time. We are seeing some thunderstorm activity off the Louisiana coast. But as I mentioned, we could see maybe an isolated thunderstorm embedded in the rain. But most of it will be showers, and we'll get that out and at least have a beautiful day for the football game on Saturday.
That's great news, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, Dr. Bill Williams, with your exclusive forecast here at FM Talk 106.5. So the video, maybe we can link through the video, but it's the ad that I guess is going to run during the Super Bowl for planters.
Yeah.
Killing off Mr. Peanut.
You know, these companies, they do campaigns.
They do campaigns,
obviously sometimes they start them before the Senior Bowl so that you get this full storyline that usually culminates at some point during the game, and they started yesterday with this tweet that said RIP Mr. Peanut.
It says, with heavy hearts we confirm Mr. Peanut has passed away at 104 years old. He will be remembered as the legume who always brought people together for nutty adventures and a good time. End quote. So there you go.
That's sad.
And his vehicle, who knew his vehicle was the Nutmobile?
Yeah, I feel like I did know that.
I know
that.
The Wienermobile for Oscar Mayer Wiener. I didn't know Planters Peanut had the Nutmobile, and I should, because I was going to say, way back in olden days, okay, so I think we're probably 15, 16 years old, at least some of us could drive, because I was the youngest kid in my class, so they were probably 16, I was probably 15. One of our summer gigs, we got a friend of mine, his father was in the food distribution business. Okay, like the wholesalers and grocery stores and all that. So they would have events on the weekend to promote. Just Lord knows, I didn't know that I was going to get into radio at that point and do remote broadcasts from every car lot in the city for my rock and roll years for 17 years of that. But we would go out on Saturdays to grocery store like openings or just special events, and the two costumes they had that we would all wear at different shifts was Mr. Peanut. And the Kool-Aid Man. The Mr. Peanut, this was always during the summer.
Uh-huh.
The Mr. Peanut Man costume was the hottest thing that has ever happened. It was like some black tight thing, some heavy.
Oh, not like everyone was in love with it, but it was literally hot.
Yes, exactly. It was July in Mobile. And the suit was plastic. The peanut portion was plastic.
Oh, my goodness. Did you have white gloves with it?
Did, yeah. The black leggings and the white gloves. But the main peanut part was a plastic shell, which had no air circulation in it. You'd be in that baby. And then the problem is, if you were second shift in the peanut, dude, before you sweated up the peanut thing. So you got into the sweaty, hard-shelled peanut.
That's fantastic.
To do that. So, or you could be the Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah.
Which had a fan in the suit, a big, like, red taffeta, red and white taffeta suit, like Kool-Aid, the pitcher. But you would have a battery pack in there, and you turn on the fan because the fan inflated to the size of this big pitcher of Kool-Aid. The nice thing is it gave you some air circulation. So everybody was always wanting to be Mr. Kool-Aid,
right,
or Kool-Aid Man, and not be Mr. Peanut. And the worst gig ever was being the second dude in the Peanut costume.
So you have been Mr. Peanut and the Kool-Aid Man, and I have been the Hamburglar.
Yes. So that's which fantastic. One? Which costume was hottest?
The Hamburglar was not. I mean, the helmet got. The head got a little hot because it was plastic, but the rest of the body was just, you know, normal.
So you
clothing.
Have a taste of that. Can you imagine being in the Peanut of Mr. Peanut,
no.
or being second to me getting out of it and saying, "Here, Dalton, you're next." brings back the memories. That's why I'm glad I'm working in the industry I am now.
I just hope Kool-Aid doesn't RIP the Kool-Aid Man.
There's always a chance as you bust through that last wall of life. 641, we'll check traffic next.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Good morning from the spring of Toyota.com traffic center. We've had a nice ride across the Bayway, the Causeway so far. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays from Highway 90, Long Range Line and Theodore Dawes Road. I-10's been a good ride. Also 65 as you're heading from Airport, Dauphin, and Spring Hill Avenue all the way up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile has over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. They also can help with the IRS with audits or if you owe additional taxes. See them at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
I'm quite aware that we have a lot of top news stories to get to, headlines, trending items out there, but what I want to role and a theme here. This all started with the news that the Peanut Man is dead, leading up to this Super Bowl ad where you have this car wreck and Mr. Peanut sacrifices himself to save Wesley Snipes and that other dude, Matt McClintock. But then I transitioned into talking about the days of yore wearing the Mr. Peanut costume and the Kool-Aid Man costume as one of the summertime jobs, one of the 99 jobs, you know, we had growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dalton this morning pointed out to me, because he knows that the whole subject of furries, which are people that dress up in like mascot costumes and fur animal costumes and role play or something.
Yeah, the furries and the My Little Bronies, they I don't know why they're so interesting to me.
These are because it's a freak show.
That's why.
Grown people that dress up in these costumes. I want to add this as an addendum to those other stories, because this headline from KPIX-TV out in San Francisco, headline, "Furries Stop Assault of Woman on San Jose Streets." Let's go to the audio.
Hey, no, Joe, stop.
Well, some video of a bizarre scene on the streets of San Jose. Several people who'd been attending FurCon Friday night came to the aid of a screaming woman inside of a car. One man dressed as a pink dinosaur, another as a tiger, and several more helped pull a man out of the car who'd been assaulting a woman. They then sat on him and held him for police.
Okay, so just wanted to keep you up to date. I'll link that story through, and let me point out too that what a perfect Californian's accent When the guy goes...
Some video of a bizarre scene video. On the streets of San Jose.
So that's their anchor there. All right. Just wanted to bring you... And hopefully you're following me at FM Talk 1065 on Twitter. And I'll link you through the story where the people dressed up as a pink dinosaur and a red something or other take the bad guy down and sit on him.
And by the way, the pink dinosaur. I don't know if it's too late for Jim Nagy to get the pink dinosaur down here for Senior Bowl practice. But great form. Great form keeping this... keeping this man out of that car.
You're saying that the pink dinosaur did the face mask in the numbers, wrapped him up, no arm tackling.
Played through the whistle.
All right, very good. I like that. 6:45. Speaking of that, sports on the way.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A woman is in critical condition after she was caught in the middle of a police chase in Summerdale. The chase ended when the pickup truck officers were chasing crashed into the woman's SUV near the intersection of County Roads 24 and 55. Police say the driver of the truck had outstanding warrants. The woman had to be airlifted to a hospital. A passenger in the truck was also hurt. The driver was not hurt and was immediately arrested. A package of proposals addressing a blue-green algae bloom is making its way through the Florida legislature. Officials advanced a proposal that includes stricter rules on septic tanks, storm drains, and fertilizer runoff from farms and residential lawns. Over the next few weeks, lawmakers will also consider increasing fines on those who violate the state's environmental laws. Happening today, the Baldwin County Chamber Coalition is giving voters a chance to hear from candidates running for Alabama's 1st Congressional District. Both Republican and Democratic candidates in the race will meet at the Baldwin Realtors' office this evening for a candidates' forum. Voters will get to meet the candidates at 5:30, followed by a question and answer forum at 6. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance, or if you're thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. Don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Good morning, 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Senior Bowl week rolls on with the third and final day of practice. Due to the weather, it will be held today. The indoor practice facility for the South Alabama Jaguars. Unfortunately, that means practice today is closed to the public. North team will hit the field first this afternoon, followed by the South. Yesterday, on day two of Senior Bowl practice, both Alabama coach Nick Saban and New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick were in attendance. NFL.com named their five stars from day two of practice: Oregon quarterback Justin Herbert, Florida wide receiver Van Jefferson, Houston offensive tackle Josh Jones, Utah defensive back Terrell Burgess, and Notre Dame cornerback Troy Pride Jr. Injuries, unfortunately, have taken a couple players off rosters for the remainder of the week. Auburn defensive end Marlon Davidson has an ankle injury that will keep him out for the rest of the week and Saturday's game. And Vanderbilt running back Keyshawn Vaughn is also out with an injury. We lost an Auburn Tiger. We also gained an Auburn Tiger. Cornerback Javaris Davis was invited to join the South's roster. He made it to Mobile in time to practice yesterday.
There are a couple events attached to the Senior Bowl that you can check out today. This morning, beginning at 8 a.m. at Sanger Theater, Jeremy Schapp from ESPN's Outside the Lines will moderate the Senior Bowl Summit featuring keynote speaker Gary Vaynerchuk. And then tonight at 8 at Soul Kitchen, it's the Fuse Project and Infirmary Health Lip Sync Battle. For tickets and more information, visit lipsync.fuseproject.org. In NFL news, ESPN reports that New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning is set to officially announce his retirement on Friday after 16 seasons and two Super Bowl MVPs. Manning is one of just five players in NFL history with at least two Super Bowl MVPs. The Giants will hold a news conference at 10 a.m. tomorrow when Manning will address the media. New Orleans Pelicans rookie and number one overall pick Zion Williamson made his NBA debut in a 121-117 home loss to San Antonio last night. Williamson missed the first 44 games of the year after undergoing knee surgery in October. He started slow last night and was given restricted minutes by Pelicans head coach Alvin Gentry, but ended the night with 22 points in 19 minutes thanks to a strong fourth quarter. Zion scored 17 consecutive points, including four three-pointers during his fourth quarter heat streak. Here's a three-pointer that gave Zion 16 points in a row and gave the Pelicans the lead.
Zion for the lead.
That was the call from the Pelicans crew on Fox Sports South. New Orleans will take the court again tomorrow night with Denver coming to town. In college basketball news, the Big 12 handed down punishments to players that were involved in the Kansas-Kansas State brawl from Tuesday night. It came after an 81-60 Jayhawks win. Kansas forward Silvio D'Souza will miss 12 games. Jayhawks David McCormick received a two-game suspension. For Kansas State, James Love will miss 8 games and Antonio Gordon will miss 3. In SEC basketball last night, the Auburn Tigers beat South Carolina 80-67. Freshman guard Devin Cambridge led the Tigers with 26 points, including a fourth-quarter slam off of a miss that put AU up 68-53.
Okoro. Wow, what a follow by Devin Cambridge. The activity level. Okoro with the shot. Nobody on 35.
At call on ESPN. Up next, Auburn will host Iowa State in the Big 12 SEC Challenge this Saturday at 11 a.m. Alabama won their third game in a row, beating Vanderbilt 77-62 in Nashville. The Tide host Kansas State on Saturday. And Mississippi State won their third in a row, beating Arkansas 77-70. It's 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
And so that's what the hip people call the Pelicans, the Pels?
The Pels.
The Pels.
Yeah, it's short for Pelicans.
Oh, that's it eluded me.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers during the evening, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning.
To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Good morning, everyone, from the AzaleaCityTax.com Traffic Center. Once again, we're accident-free, looking good along Airport, Cottage Hill, Government and 65, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, along Highway 90. And if you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, not that much wind. It's a perfect start so far coming in from the Eastern Shore. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. Get a free quote by calling 776-1006 and see them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 6:55, light rain and 47 now at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. More from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in just a couple minutes. Hey, the holidays are over and it's a brand new year. And if you're thinking about the high interest credit cards you used over the holidays and the bills that'll be coming, here's a way to ease your mind. How about paying off your credit card balances and saving with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream? You can roll multiple credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. Now, LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay, which is way lower than the national average, which is over 20% APR. Plus, there's absolutely no fees, no application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties. And the application is so quick and easy, you can apply right from your phone. And the people at LightStream believe folks like you with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And just for y'all, you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount. Now, the only way to get the discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name, website lightstream.com/Sullivan, Sullivan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. I want to check a couple texts here, too, and then we want to talk about the subject matter here. So Matt, I like Matt. Matt said, I wore the Subway sandwich suit and danced next to Cottage Hill Road for $8 an hour while in college. Mm. It was hot and stunk to high heaven, because we're kind of comparing what it was like in the Mr. Peanut costume, which was the worst. The Kool-Aid Man was a lot better costume we had to wear when we were working as kids, but the Mr. Peanut one. Matt, I hear you. I think I have an ability to commiserate with what you went through in the Subway sandwich suit. Dalton, who played multiple times.
Yeah, was a Hamburglar.
Most of the time. You were never Grimace. You were never...
No, it was burning. It was a height thing. It was okay. A size thing. Wasn't big enough at the time to be Grimace, although now, you know, I could probably play Grimace pretty easily. and I was too tall for Birdie, so there I was, the Hamburglar.
So, Matt, Dalton, Sean, we all get it. Mm-hmm. The rite of passage of having to work while wearing a costume.
And people, not nice to people wearing costumes.
No. Maybe we need to have the kids today, as a rite of passage, go work a summer. Instead of volunteering for Peace Corps or something, they have to work a summer wearing some kind of costume promoting a product, huh?
Sounds good to me.
All right, coming right back.